2005, Palestinian civil society issued a call for boycott, divestment, and sanctions, and people around the world have responded, so much so that Israel considers the BDS movement an existential threat. Could you please tell our listeners what the BDS movement entails?
Sure. Inspired by the South African anti-apartheid movement, the BDS movement is a nonviolent global initiative that works to end international support for Israel's oppression of Palestinians and pressure Israel to comply with international law. BDS advocates for boycotting Israeli and international companies engaged in violations of Palestinian human rights. It also calls for the divestment and has initiated many campaigns that urge banks, churches, universities, and the like to withdraw investments from the State of Israel and companies that sustain Israeli apartheid. And BDS also aims to pressure governments to fulfill their legal obligations to end Israeli apartheid by imposing sanctions. I can add that while it's hard for Palestinians to not feel helpless when they are subjected to these massive injustices for so long, they have shown tremendous resilience and are inspired by the collective support of people in the global community, and especially the many, many gains achieved by the growing boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement known as BDS.
Although the U.S. government continues to unconditionally support Israel's illegal policies, there has been some recent pushback in the U.S. Congress. Can you please explain?
Sure. You're correct in saying that this administration, like those before it, continues to shield Israel from accountability for its violations of international law and enables its settler colonialism and apartheid by providing it with billions of dollars in military funding. Congress's really deafening silence and its fear of criticizing the Israeli government makes it complicit in the ongoing suffering of Palestinians. Congress has become Israel's top enabler of its crimes of apartheid and the main stepping stone in the Palestinians' quest for freedom, equality, and human rights. But having said this, you are also correct in saying that the discourse is changing. Our activism is working, and our representatives are beginning to listen. A recent Gallup poll concluded that now the Democrats' sympathies lie more with the Palestinians than the Israelis, 49% versus 38%. And the magnitude of global solidarity with the Palestinians shows that people, especially the younger generation, are no longer looking away. But while the discourse has changed enormously on the public level, the change has not yet been matched on the part of our elected officials. But we are definitely seeing signs of some pushback. And I can give you a few examples. Recently, Representative Betty McCollum and 16 co-sponsors have introduced a bill prohibiting Israel from using U.S. aid to detain Palestinian children, destroy Palestinian homes, or unilaterally annex Palestinian land. And this is an important bill that was introduced before, but Betty McCollum continues to reintroduce it again and again. Another example would be on May 15th, the 75th anniversary of the Nakba, Kevin McCarthy blocked Representative Rashida Tlaib from hosting an event at Capitol commemorating the Nakba. But despite McCarthy's attempt, the event went ahead anyway. It was moved to a Senate office room thanks to Senator Bernie Sanders, who was able to secure a new venue in the Senate office building where McCarthy has no jurisdiction.
Michelle, what can our listeners do to pressure the U.S. government to stop enabling the illegal Israeli occupation?
I would say don't stop the protests and don't stop putting...
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, January 20th, 2023. So let's not waste any time.
Let's get back into more music. I've been trying to say that for a while. From his Village album, came out last year, it's Billy Crane.
Nothing bigger than heroin. I once heard a good friend say, right through your veins, straight into your brain, while the world just washes away. Sex, fate, underground.
Gonna relieve my frustration. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Blowing.
boss down at the stamping plant. She might be frayed around the edges like the inseam of my pants. When she's behind the bar, that'll she's the one for me. Eat them endless chicken wings, drinking draft beer just to see. Out of chain, out of chain, I can't drink you off my brain. Blacking out, waking up again, I'm screaming out your name. Out of chain, out of chain, well, you hit me like a train. Knock me down, getting up again, I'm calling out your name. She paints her fingers and her toes. It's closing time again. Well, where does the time go? I stand outside a window. I feel scared, I can barely move. Snapshots of her undressing. You could hang them in the loop. Out of chain, I can't drink you off my brain. Blacking now, waking up again, screaming out your name. Out of chain, well, you hit me like a train. Knock me down, getting up again, I'm calling out your name. Them cigarettes, well, she smokes them by the pack. Her teeth are stained yellow, gray, brown, and black. I'm sitting on my bar stool, stare at her every night. Always carry myself some matches in case she asks me for a light. Out of chain, I can't drink you off my brain. Blacking now, waking up again, screaming out your name. Out of chain, well, you hit me like a train. Knock me down, getting up again.
Cleveland's own Whiskey Daredevils with Ida Jane wrapping up that set of music. Before that, Pittsburgh's own Low Life Drifters doing their version of Big Train. Also played the Levelers in there. The Levelers with the Charlie Daniel Band classic, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And then before that, some Billy Crane. Now, I'm going to segue. I'll tell you, the Billy Crane song was Whiskey and Heroin. Or was it Heroin and Whiskey? It's Heroin and Whiskey. Either way, they don't mix. Billy's brother, Tommy Crane, played guitar for Charlie Daniels. Did you not know that? That's why I wanted to play that for you. And he passed away 12 years ago. 12 years ago today, Tommy Crane passed away at the age of 59. That's why I played The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I played Billy Crane. And it's a good song. I play the good songs that people like. Sometimes I play the bad songs that people like, and then sometimes I play good songs that people don't like. That's what makes this the Viva La Mock radio program. And if you want to hear all of that again, good songs people don't like songs that people like and don't, and wait, I lost myself there. Anyway, tune in on Thursdays. And join your rockin' attorney, because he plays good songs people like. He plays bad songs people like. He plays good songs people don't like. And he plays bad songs people don't like. Yeah, he's basically exactly like the Viva La Mock show. However, here's the twist. He plays new music, classic, country, soul. New music by classic artists. And he plays new music by new artists. He mixes it all up. Yeah, that's a Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, each and every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Catch it live. Also on the internet, wrct.org. You can stream it if you want. Now, my rockin' attorney, he's your rockin' attorney as well. I don't know if you know that, but just by default of listening to the station, he informed me that that was a legally binding contract, that he is now officially your rocking attorney. he reached out to me. He said, hey, Mockster, for your show, could you play the brand new 7-inch from Pittsburgh's own Super Monkey? I'm like, who? You are so far advanced on local music than I am. He's like, yeah, Super Monkey. I'm like, of course I will. So why not play some Super Monkey, get the rock and the roll going here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
We'll be right back. lover boy. Try it, pick it up, take them lights away. Try it, pick it up.
New York Dolls wrapping up that set of music. We did lose Sylvain Sylvain last year. Trash, the name of that track I played for you. Before the New York Dolls, Van Conner of Screaming Trees fan from a project he had. One and only album that came out from that project. Solomon Grundy, the name of said project, My Mind, put that out on the New Alliance record label back in 1990. New Alliance was a label started about 85, I think. D. Boone and Mike Watt of the Minutemen actually started the label. And I think SST picked up distribution of that after a while. And anyway, New Alliance, I think. And then I think it folded around 98, or SST just stopped doing the imprint. Before the Solomon Grundy, a band out of Detroit called Jarvis from the mid-90s. Die Someday from a beautiful red 7-inch record that we have here at the radio station. In fact, it was recorded and produced by Tim Pack. So you might want to look him up. He's done a lot of stuff with a lot of those Michigan bands, especially. Before the Jarvis, start off the entire set, Pittsburgh's own Super Monkey, Elisa Bonita, the name of the track from a brand new 7-inch of theirs. That gets us here. Where's here? We're at that point where I tell you, it's time for the mock. But before we get to the mock, I want to also tell you and remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Again, Attic Records located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. And I always like at this point to remind you that if you or your business or the business you work for are interested in underwriting WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now, one thing that I've been slacking is the best word I can use. Well, I've not been teasing the mock throughout the duration of this show. So if you've tuned in and it's an encore show, you're like, I don't know what's going on. If you've been listening to my Friday night show live, you're going to be surprised. Well, I've decided for the mock. In fact, let me put some background music on for the mock. There it is. There's the background music for the mock. I've decided Donnie Hathaway is going under the mock light. It was on this day back in 1979 that he passed away. I believe he was only 33 years old. Yeah, he was only 33 years old. And I think there is some speculation between his death. It's been labeled a suicide. It's been laid in an accidental fall. I haven't dug into it deep enough, but he did have some issues. Mental health issues. But he also had some great music in him and put out some great music. So I've got just under a half dozen songs to celebrate the life and music of Donny Hathaway in a Donny Hathaway mock. We start things off with Keb Mo doing his version of Someday We'll All Be Free. It's a Donny Hathaway mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Thank you. Soon as you were free, will it ever be? Where is the love? get on. People are crying, talking about the ghetto. People are dying in the ghetto. People talk about we're doing good, you know. Talking about the ghetto, in a ghetto. People now don't have enough food to eat, you know. No money in their pocket at all. In a ghetto, talking about the ghetto.
Think I'm crazy, babe, or that I'm kidding you. gets her tongue in you. Nothing like the saint you are. Your love is like a razor. My heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena. Nothing like the saint you are. Just a scar.
Yeah, one of the beautiful or yet maybe dreadful things about the fact that I, the Mockster, am allowed to do freeform radio is I can play a set of music like that. That was my Donnie Hathaway mock. I just wrapped that up with that was Leo Sayer from a 1976 album of his called The Love Music. The album was Endless Flight with Magdalena. Now, before Leo Sayer, R.L. Burnside. R.L. Burnside and the Sound Machine gave us their version of The Ghetto from Bad Luck City. Came out back in 1991. Played some Sergio Mendes, or as I get corrected, Sergio Mendes. And Brazil 77 doing Where Is the Love? George Benson, I had to play that one. That instrumental in there, that very jazzy 70s soft jazz song. George Benson, Pittsburgh's own George Benson, from his 1973 album Body Talk with One Love Has Grown, and start off the entire set, Keb Moe doing his version of Someday We'll All Be Free. Was my Donnie Hathaway mock. That's how it works. Hey, did you know that Parkinson's disease affects 1 million people in the United States and Canada? But people who have the disease can actually have meaningful and productive lives. Now, guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early and accurate diagnosis and optimize proven effective therapies, track how quickly the disease may progress, and tailor treatment accordingly. Early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain good quality of life. For more information, visit AAN.com. You know, I was playing that R.L. Burnside, and I was thinking, you know what? I got to tell you about our own blues show that we have. Called the Blues Hour, and it's where Steve comes in and he plays new and classical blues music, mostly classical, just old school blues. But what's great, it's called the Blues Hour, but it's 2 hours long, so it's twice as nice for the exact same price. It's each and every Monday evening here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Hey, speaking of price, yeah, there is no money-back guarantee on the mock or the mockster's music. So, yeah, you cannot get that 20 minutes back of your life of that mock if you were not happy with the songs I played or the artist. Songs were great. But I figured, you know, Mix it up. Play some Leo Sayer. When's the last time Leo Sayer got airplay? In Pittsburgh. Yeah, answer that. If you got a suggestion for a song, you are more than welcome to send me an email. Mock the DJ. Oh, no, that's my old email. How about my new email? WRCT request. That's the email. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. Got some requests coming up. Actually, someone called in and said, hey, Mockster, can you play a song? So they used the phone lines. Now, again, if we're into the weekend of January 13th and all that good stuff, this is live. And if you're listening to me and it's not that weekend, this is an encore show. I always have to preface that for people just to make sure, because if you're calling, you're like, dude, he doesn't answer. He's a jerk. Well, you know what? I am a jerk, but I'm not answering because I'm not here. Not here at the station, but I am right now. So if you want to call me, 412-268-WRCT. This show's going to be held over a little bit. Why not? It's a fun show going on, and I've got some Buffalo Tom to play for you. Speaking of jerk, so did jerk.
Could my eyes I've been